I'm Kelly.
And I'm Barbara Jean, and you're listening to the Lake Superior Project. We spent the last few weeks taking a closer look at climate change and how it's affecting Lake Superior. We've talked about the reduction in ice cover, rising lake temperatures, the increase in storminess, and declining water levels.
But it's not just the lake itself that stands to be impacted by the changing climate. The rising temperatures and increase in severe weather events are altering the ecology and forests in the Lake Superior watershed. The forest as we know it, full of birch, spruce, pine, and firs, might not be that way for much longer.
Well, a warmer climate will allow species of trees such as oak and maple to take over a bigger proportion of the forest than they have now. Species like red maple and red oak and bur oak will invade that forest, and if the climate warms enough, and we think it will by the end of the century, then those species will take over and it'll be more of a northern hardwood forest like you would see partly on the south shore of the lake today, but actually down in the area of the Twin Cities and places further south than that. So it'll be a forest with a much different aesthetic character to it than the existing forest. Now, some of the more shallow soil areas or sandy areas might also convert over to a savanna, which would be kind of a grassy vegetation with scattered trees.
That's Lee Frelick. He's a forest ecologist at the University of Minnesota, and he spends a lot of his time studying climate change and its impact on the forest.
The climate change that we're experiencing now is very rapid compared to most of the natural changes that have occurred in the past, where the forest had time to adjust very slowly to a slowly changing climate, whereas this time the climate might change faster than the forest can adjust, so there could be a period of time where things are just out of whack with the climate. For example, some of the existing forest, the boreal forest, which is near the southern limit in terms of the warmth that it can tolerate, some of that forest might die. Large chunks of it might die, actually, in droughts or fires or combinations of droughts and fires, and it might take decades or even a few centuries for the new forest that's going to exist there in the future to get established, because those new species of trees coming from further south take some time to kind of move in and establish and grow to be mature trees and so on. But there'll be a messy period in the transition for sure.
And the new forest won't necessarily be stable for a long time to come. Bob Krumenacher is superintendent of the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore.
It's interesting. I've gone to a lot of meetings where there's conversation about what the forest might look like 100 years from now. And those are really interesting, but I think they're misleading too, because there isn't going to be we go from this boreal forest now to this oak hickory forest 100 years from now. That's a point on a very rapidly moving target. It's not likely to be a stable oak hickory forest. It's oak hickory on the path to whatever is the more southerly than that, the way we would define it today.
We don't know all the nitty-gritty details of how climate change will alter the forests in the Lake Superior region, but we are already seeing some impacts. Tune in for the next installment of the Lake Superior Project, where we'll take a closer look at the birch tree, the boreal forest, and what's in store. With the Lake Superior Project, I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
And I'm Kelly Schoenfelder.
The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the North Shore of Lake Superior.